Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. Good morning. I'm sure if you're checking out this interview, you already checked out my other ones. But if not, definitely go check out my interview with the winner of Big Brother 25, Jag. I also spoke with Bowie Jane, who came in third place, and America's favorite player, Cameron. So definitely go check those out. But without further ado, here is my exit interview with the runner-up, Matt.
I know it didn't turn out exactly how you probably wanted, but how are you feeling right now?
I'm proud of myself. I mean, 100 days on just no easy feat, and getting final two. To be honest, I didn't even think I was going to make jury. So every place I got forward, I was more happier than I could be. Obviously, of course, I wanted to win. Who doesn't want to win? But I think I played the best game that I could have played.
Yeah. So first deaf contestant. You were the final three for America's Favorite. You won the Power from America. I'm assuming that has to feel pretty nice.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm glad that, you know, hopefully it was being portrayed properly and to get back, you know, like I hope I represented well. And I think that was my biggest thing coming into all of this was just to be a good representative for the deaf community, for my family, swim community. I think I was representing a lot of things, and I wanted to present myself the best I could be, but also play the game at the same time.
Yeah. Was there any doubt that Jag was going to take you?
Yes and no. I mean, it's a classic move. You know, it is so hard to see two bromances, you know, make it to the very end, you know, because it's like, oh, you could win. I think there was a little doubt. But, you know, he kept reassuring me, and I think he wasn't a big liar in this game to me. In that whole Power in the beginning, you know, kind of put him in a position where he was like, okay, I have to be loyal to him. He saved my game. I literally was gone week four. I wouldn't even be here. So I was hoping that was going to work a lot. And I think clearly it did. You know, I think maybe I would have been out the fourth place had I not had that power to use it on him. Maybe I was out fourth, you know. Maybe that was the sole reason why I got second place. And, you know,
I will say,
I mean, at the end of the day, he could have been gone. You know, there's a lot of things to take in. I think every step in this game, every move in this game alters the game completely. So there's no saying what would have happened if I didn't save Jag week four. Maybe I would have went out a couple weeks later. I don't know.
Yeah. Whose votes surprised you? You got Felicia and Suri. Was there anyone else?
With Bowie, I wasn't sure. She was close to us both. I also know Bowie was so close to Jag the last couple of weeks. They were hanging out a lot. And then I was thinking maybe to get a vote from Cameron and Corey. I know Corey, before he left on the eviction day, he said, you've been playing the best game. So I was like, okay, maybe I've got Corey's vote. And then Cam also told me I was playing a very, very good game. I didn't know if he made a promise to Jag at all. So I was hoping those four votes, and I only got two of them.
Do you think if Jag hadn't won so many comps, well, obviously that helped you both get there, but do you think mm-hmm. he hadn't won and maybe you won a couple more that it would have been more even, or how do you feel about that?
So, yeah, I think so. I mean, my strategy was not to win too many comps to have a big target on my back. Day one, I'm already perceived a huge physical threat. So I knew I had to hide that a little bit. And, you know, throw comps, not completely, but a good amount, because the more wins I get, the more you saw what happened to Heisem. And I knew I had to step up my social game. I had to play this game very socially. And I think if it was evenly with the wins, I think at the end of the day, I had a better social game. I made people feel comfortable. I made people feel like they could trust me, tell me things. And I wasn't so much going around spilling everyone's secrets. I would do a little bit here and there. Just the right amount, you know, just the right amount for people to turn on each other, but not come back to me and be like, screw Matt. You know, he's the ones snitching and all that. You know, I think I played the good social game here.
Yeah. Had you won HOH, were you going to go with Jag, or would you have maybe cut him?
I was still going to take Jag. You know, I think when the final five, it was with Suri, but Ed Suri wasn't here. It was Jag. With Jag, I didn't know who would be the sure winner, but I think had I won that HOH, I don't know the outcome. I don't know what the jury had saw. So I don't know if the jury saw the last comp and who won that one and who chose who. but I still would have taken him at the end of the day. Yeah.
Yeah, they saw, and I think it was close. Like I was not sure where it was going to go.
Right. We were even the whole entire way, and then it was the tiebreaker. I always lose the tiebreaker.
If Jag had cut you, would you have voted for him, or would you have voted for Bowie?
I would be a little salty, of course. Of course, I'd be salty. But ultimately, I think Jag played a very good game. I think I would vote for Jag because Jag has played a good game all season long. Bowie played a good game the last 5 weeks. You know, she hadn't done much. She was floating around. Then all of a sudden, she got really good, won 3 HOHs out of nowhere. But Jag had been winning consistently all season long. So I would have voted for Jag.
Hmm. How did you feel about the Suri Jared revelation about them, mother and son?
I was obviously way off with my first assumption. I never saw that. You know, I think it was kind of funny because Suri would always tell me, you know, here and there, she's like, you would love meeting my sons. I want you to meet my family. And I was like, yeah, I can't wait to meet your family after this. Little did I know, I've already met one of her sons. And I had no clue. I knew they were super close, but would have never assumed that they were family like that. Yeah.
Well, at one point, like fans were calling you Matt Fields because you and Suri were so close. Like you were almost like a son to her at some point.
Yeah, no, really. She was my mama in the house. You know, I love Suri and I really wanted to go very far with her. And like Jack said in the speech, the target wasn't Suri at all. I wanted Suri in the house and obviously couldn't show my cards by defending her too much. So I had to just let it be because they had the votes. I couldn't do the vote. So yeah, I really loved playing this game with Suri. It was an honor playing with her. You know, I've watched her on Survivor. Yes, kind of take part in her journey in that was also really cool to do.
Yeah. Okay, so what's in store for you and Riley? Have you got to even talk or no?
Briefly, you know, I saw her, hugged her real quick. I mean, there was so much going on with the whole finale. She told me right away, like, oh, your family's living in Georgia. I've been talking to Jack, your best friend. You know, quick things. We haven't had our talks yet, but I'm excited to get there. And I'm excited to see her, you know, outside of the game perspective.
Yeah, I do want to ask one tough question. So the fans felt like you didn't like America for some reason. Can you talk about that? Like, did you not like her? Like, what was the deal with you in America?
I'm very roasty, so I roast people. It's not that I didn't like her. I like her. I'm just hard on people sometimes. I just roast people. And honestly, I didn't think that she genuinely liked Corey at first because a lot of people saw it that way. So I was a little iffy about it, but I never meant any malicious or bad intent towards her. I think, you know, the little start of it was when we were on Slap Week and then I did all the cooking and then she came in the last 5 minutes and, you know, that kind of got me a little triggered. And so I think that started the jokes a little bit. But outside of that, I never meant anything bad about it.
Okay, you're just asking, because you probably will be asked again.
Yeah, yeah.
you've done this 100 days, okay? Would you ever play Big Brother again?
Yes, I would definitely play it again. You know, I love being here. And I love being an advocate on this, you know, kind of just showing my story, but not just my story, the deaf community story, swimming world even. Just kind of, you know, I was playing this game, not just for myself, but for other people and laying down the foundation of that, you know. Being the first deaf person on here was a huge, huge task for me. And I knew I had to represent well. And I think I did. I mean, I made it to final two. And I would love to take another opportunity. 100 days is a big challenge. But maybe let's see if I could do it again and do it better.
Thank you for checking out my interview with Matt. As usual, I'm going to give my little spiel here. Please like and subscribe if you have time to leave a review. I would love that. But yeah, make sure you hit the subscribe button because I have some plans for the off season. They're tentative. I don't want to make any promises, but it could be fun. So definitely hit that subscribe button so you don't miss anything. And yeah, just again, thank you all for checking out my content this season.